too. Recently, I was watching a popular news program on cable television that had a very interesting news segment regarding Bible sales. As it turns out, Bible sales in the United States has actually increased significantly over the past 3 years. Bible sales increased 22% in 2023 as opposed to 2022. And Bible sales projections for 2024 were on pace to be 25% higher than in 2023. Now, the news reporters speculated that Bible sales were up because of the hard times people were going through, with various calamities, poverty, and world upheaval and the like. Then the reporters interviewed a Catholic priest and asked him why he thought Bible sales were up in this country. The priest had an interesting take on speculated reasons for Bible sales increase. Now, the priest agreed that problems in life can indeed stimulate people to read the Bible seeking comfort. The priest then made a very insightful comment. He acknowledged that many people do indeed live empty lives and are searching for meaning. He then referred to the Christian author C.S. Lewis. He quoted C.S. Lewis, who said that even in good, successful times, even in the best of times, people still feel empty. He went on to make the point that even when people are successful in life, successful in business, have successful families, there still remains an empty feeling that longs to be filled. Friends, I believe C.S. Lewis is correct. Now, if you read the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament, which was written by King Solomon, you will notice that there is an obvious longing for meaning present in the book. You see, King Solomon had it all. He was king of Israel. He had the world by the tail, as they say. He had respect, honor, wealth. But there still seemed to be something missing in his life. He echoes this empty feeling in the second verse of the book, where he negatively declares, "Meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless." But later in the book, King Solomon, in order to get past that empty void of life, he advises, he encourages his readers to, among other things, love and desire wisdom. Friends, I can't think of a better place to find wisdom, to find meaning in life, than to read, to meditate, and to study the Holy Scriptures. Brethren, I encourage you to read your Bible every day. And if you don't have a Bible, I hear that there are a lot of them for sale. Go get one. Amen.